You will hear part of an interview in which two college lecturers called David Marshall and Josie Shishu are talking about comedy and humour. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
With me today are David Marshall and Josie Shishu, two college lecturers who have published a hilarious book called Laughing Matters. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
David, tell us about some of the research you did for this book.
I went to the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland for the first time, because if you want to see stand-up comics from all over Europe, and even Australia, actually, that's the place. And I made a note of the top 10 jokes voted for by the public. All one-liners, like, sleep is my favourite thing in the world, it's the reason I get up in the morning. That's not half as funny when I tell it. But when you look around the festival, you see everyone grinning, hanging on the comic's every word. That's the thing with one-liners. They won't have you in hysterics, but they're perfect as a means of escape from whatever bleak stories are in the media.
You've based some of the book on your observations of your students, haven't you, David?
Yes. So I once got my students to watch a lecture online. In the talk, the speaker's describing his personal struggle and how he eventually overcomes all that and becomes a company CEO. And actually, he's using these funny anecdotes to engage his audience there in the lecture hall. The thing was, when we started discussing the talk afterwards, some of my students just didn't get why a person speaking from a position of authority would act like that. So, what I'm saying is that in Western culture, it's the norm to use jokes to build rapport and even trust. But that's not the case everywhere.
You noticed some things about Chinese and American humour when you were in the US, Josie.
Yes, while I was doing my master's there, I saw that when Chinese students and American students would hang out together, there would often be a breakdown in communication. Someone new would be introduced to the group, and to break the ice, if it was an American, they'd crack a joke, usually at their own expense. The Chinese students would feel awkward, you could tell, and Americans often go completely over the top, like, the food was so disgusting, I literally wanted to rip my own tongue out. But in Chinese, jokes are more closely linked with tone and linguistics, I'd say.
I see the TV series Fawlty Towers from the 1970s gets a mention, Josie.
Yes, I wrote about it because it's iconic, but it's also quite revealing about the British mentality of the time. You have this eccentric hotel owner who gets himself into all sorts of bizarre situations, largely because he's a terrible social climber and he's trying to impress his posh guests. It was incredibly popular in Britain because audiences understood exactly what was going on. But in a country without such an obvious class system, like Sweden or Denmark, when the programme was shown, they might have laughed at the slapstick routines, falling down stairs, chasing after a runaway car, but certain cultural references would have gone over their heads.
Have you come across any courses that teach international humour, Josie?
No, but I suppose there's potential for that kind of thing to come in handy if you were setting up meetings with overseas clients to discourage any attempts at humour that the other group would find inappropriate. But beyond that, I'm not sure what you'd include in a course. A tutor might be able to convey the gist of a joke from another country, but you wouldn't get that insight into why it was funny. Type a joke into an online translation service and you'll see what I mean. For a joke to be funny, you need to be in on it. That means the teller of the joke and the listener must share some prior knowledge, related to language or culture or an event, perhaps.
Is upbringing a factor that shapes our sense of humour?
Definitely. If parents laugh at people making fools of themselves, a child will do the same. Likewise, if the parents react to sarcastic jokes. That's not to say children won't eventually find other things funny too, though. They'll be influenced by their peers once they reach their teens.
Yes, you can see small kids observing their parents. And if mum or dad's laughing, the child starts giggling too. But it changes later on. My 14-year-old finds memes extraordinarily funny, but I don't. My daughter just rolls her eyes when she sees my blank expression.